Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For those of us in the information security industry, man-in-the-middle attacks of various sorts are nothing new. It might surprise you to know that the phone network's actually pretty susceptible to man-in-the-middle type attacks, especially on the wireless side of things. There's a protocol called SS7 that's used in for wireless networks, and I think even wired networks. And I think for wired networks, it's a little bit harder to man-in-the-middle the wired network because, you need access to facilities. Of course, you have access to facilities, you can do all kinds of stuff. And the same thing is true with the internet, right? If you've got access to somebody's, DMARC at their house, you can, of course, do all kinds of stuff. But wireless phones kind of change where the DMARC might actually be. And in fact, there are things you can do. You can set up a base station pretty cheaply, in fact, using OpenBTS. And if you really wanted to man in the middle somebody, that's some way to do it. And of course, because the protocols that are used even for GSM and things like that are the encryption that's used is maybe not so fantastic. You can probably do some stuff there. There was a piece on 60 Minutes that demonstrated how some of this stuff could be done using SS7 in particular. But the reality is that there's lots of ways to man in the middle. And so really the only way to mitigate a lot of those risks is to, do end-to-end encryption, right? And that's what you're supposed to do. And, a lot of the protocols that are still in use today are, insanely susceptible to man in the middle because they were designed at a time where people weren't doing that, and it was insanely expensive to maybe do that, or you couldn't do it without being detected. Now I think things are a little bit different, and so there's stuff that maybe wasn't feasible when the protocols were designed 20, 30, 40 years ago. Well, they're pretty trivial to do now. Certainly in the early days of mobile phones when it was analog, there was no encryption going on, and so man in the middle was pretty easy in that case, and you could certainly hear calls and stuff like that. So again, nothing new here, and it's the the only reason it got a lot of press is because it was on 60 Minutes, but none of this is new to anybody that has any clue as to what's going on. That kind of makes me trust less some of these two-factor authentication schemes that use SMS, because if somebody has access to the network, they can, of course, redirect that stuff. Nothing new or nothing shocking there. If you use two-factor authentication with like Google Authenticator, which is actually based on an open standard, you can't spoof that easily. Although, of course, there are probably ways of tricking the app into giving you the two-factor authentication and copying that from one app to another. Certainly on Android, maybe not so much on iOS, but I'm sure somebody could figure that out too. So, man-in-the-middle network attacks against the network. Nothing new. Your cell phone is probably not as secure as you thought. No shock there. And encrypt all the things end to end, and hopefully do it in a way that doesn't leave metadata behind. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.